Good morning. Our scripture this morning will come from Proverbs. The first one is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And the second reading is from Proverbs 16, 1 through 9. To humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. A person's ways seem pure to them, but motives are weighed by the Lord. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. The Lord works out everything to its proper end, even the wicked, for a day of disaster. The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this. They will not go unpunished. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. When the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. Better a little with righteousness than much gain with injustice. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. The word of the Lord.
As they're getting the belt pack ready. One thing we didn't check this morning. All right. To get things started, I'm going to ask for a couple helpers to do a test with me. So I've asked Tyrone and Tanaya, come on up, and let's give them a warm welcome. Okay. So this is a test of two sticks that I have. Okay. Yeah, it's coming. You can stand right here. All right, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi.
Right. Everyone say hi. All right. So I'm going to give you each a choice of two sticks, and they're both great sticks, okay? And I'm going to ask you to, on the count of three, put all your weight on them, okay? And see which one's stronger, or if they both hold up. And so but the thing is, you're going to have to pick the stick based on my description of them before you see them, all right? Okay, so you're gonna have to trust me. So just give me a second. You guys hold this.
Okay, put this on and get things ready. All right. We good? Can you hear me? Can you hear me yet? Hello, hello, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, can you hear me yet? Yes, no? Hello? 1, 2, 3? 1, 2, 3? Okay, okay, all right. Okay, so stick number one, all right. I'm gonna read what's on it. It says, graphite, fiberglass, Kevlar, low kick, ignite. It is, but I gotta tell you, this stick is about 30 years old. I found it in my closet, and I used it. I bought it from the thrift store, but it is a Nike stick, okay? So that's number one, Nike stick, all right. Second stick I found, I heard about on social media, an Instagrammer was sharing about it. It's like the best stick, apparently. It's new, so I went to Home Depot and picked it up, okay? It's brand new. It's called the Mega Stick 2000. And this stick is light, it's strong, and it's made in America. It's beautiful and great. It's the best in the world, okay? That's what I've been told, all right? And it even has a rating, 2 million pounds per square inch strength rating, okay? So. That's called Mega Stick and Nike. So what do you want, Tyrone?
Nike.
You want the Nike? What do you want? The Mega Stick, I guess, right? Okay. Nike and Mega Stick. See? Mega Stick. All right? Okay. Okay, so 1, 2, 3. We're going to just put all your weight on it and see which one's stronger, okay? Okay. Ready? All your weight, right? Full commit. All right? 1, 2, 3. That you, really? It held you?
Okay, just do it. Okay. Well, I thought, okay, I'm gonna test this, okay. Okay, that's strong, right? And? Okay, thanks guys. So here's the point. Both of them leaned, both of them trusted. The difference wasn't in how much they leaned, it was in what they leaned on. One was trustworthy, one was not. It just claimed to be. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Oh, lean on in your understanding. I skipped that part. The truth is, we all trust something. We trust our plans. We trust our intellect. We trust our emotions. We might even trust our hustle. Or you might even trust the label that says best dick in the world, right? But Proverbs reminds us that wisdom isn't self-trust. It's God trust. And as Tyrone and Tania just showed us, it doesn't matter how confident you feel. Maybe they didn't feel that confident, and they're wise for that. All right, but Tania. Or how many times, what promises someone makes. What matters is whether that thing actually holds up when the pressure is on. Will it stand up? So let me ask you, what do you lean on in life? What do you really, really trust? And is it really trustworthy? Does it hold when it presses you down? When life presses you down? So at the start of the series, we saw the big theme of Proverbs is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we've learned that fear of the Lord doesn't necessarily mean being afraid of God. It means trusting God. So you could just as easily say, trust in the Lord. Trusting the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that's exactly where we're going to go today to close off our Wisdom for Life message series. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is this foundational text for life. It's a favorite text of mine. So let's slow down, let's breathe it in, let's read it aloud together as God's people. Can we do that? 1, 2, 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Trust in the
Lord
with all
your heart.
And lean not on your
understanding.
And he? Yeah. Let it settle in. Breathe it in. Because there's some wisdom to this. This is the heartbeat of a wise life. So the question is, we're going to first ask is, what does it actually mean to trust God with all of our hearts? The Bible's understanding of the heart is unique in the history of human thought. See, ancient Greeks and Romans, they believed that passions were part of the body, the physical body. But your reason and your will, your logic, your mind, that was part of your soul. That was what the truest part of you that lived on when the body died. And for them, wisdom meant mind over matter. Virtue was controlling your emotions. But today, it's almost completely the opposite. Modern culture says, look inside your heart, look inside, discover your desires, because that's your authentic self. Chase those dreams. Your feelings are your real you. Or as one popular Disney song has taught an entire generation, conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go, don't hold it back anymore. Wow, I wish I got that gump, that oomph with Proverbs 3:5. By the way, that song's been played 3.5 billion times on YouTube. The ancients pitted the mind against the feelings. Modern people pit the feelings against the mind. The Bible gives us something totally different. The heart isn't just your emotions. It's not just your thoughts. The heart is the seat of what you trust the most in life.
It's what you're ultimately committed to. And Jesus puts it another way. He says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So your heart is what you count on. It's what you hope in. It's what captures your attention. It's what anchors all your commitments. Your heart shapes your mind and your will and your emotions. It's the anchor point of your life. In short, your heart is who you are and what you love. Your heart is not the beliefs on paper. It's not this theology that you can articulate. The question is, when life presses hard, what do you actually lean on? Because that's what it means to trust with all your heart. You see, we all can say, I believe this about God. I believe God's good. I believe he's faithful. I believe God loves. But in reality, when pressure comes, it's often our careers. It's our bank accounts. It's our relationships that we and our kids' futures that we actually lean on. Our heart trusts those things, even though our mind tells us we trust God. Think of it this way. Your heart is like the steering wheel for your life. It directs your thoughts, your wills, your will, and your emotions. So here's the real question. I've mentioned it already. When things fall apart, what do you lean on? What do you put your full weight upon? Your bank account, your career, your partner, your family? Maybe it's even your feelings about God, whether he feels close, whether he feels like he's blessing you. That's actually what your heart trusts. Your heart is not what you say you believe. It's what you actually lean on when life comes on. So when the Bible calls us to trust, it doesn't mean blind passivity, though. It's not throwing up your hands and saying, well, God's got this, so I don't need to plan, I don't need to take responsibility. And sometimes we even baptize that attitude with a coffee mug slogan, let go and let God. But that's not always trust. That's often just neglect. It's not doing your part. But verse 6 goes on to say, in all your ways, submit, or other translations say, acknowledge him. And this is where we often need clarity, because it's not just lip service, too, to trust God. It's not this quick nod at the beginning of an awards reception saying, first and foremost, I want to thank the Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And then go on to talk about you and all your accomplishments. The Hebrew word here that's translated as submit or acknowledge, it comes from the Hebrew word yada. Everyone say yada.
Yada.
It is often translated as to know, as in like be still and know that I am God, or he went in and knew her. So that word encompasses a depth, not just knowing about God, some facts about it, him, but deeply, personally, even intimately. And this verb tense used in verse 6 suggests it is a continuous action in our lives. In other words, trust is not this one-time mention of God. It's not even a weekly nod by coming to church. It's an ongoing posture of dependence, and every day, every hour, every part of your life, seeking of God. Trust is not a momentary nod to God. It's a continuous leaning with your whole life upon God. But here's the challenge. Even when we want to trust God, our default is to trust ourselves. We always go back to it. Proverbs 16 makes that contrast pretty clear. 16:1-9 say this, to humans belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the proper answer of the tongue. Verse 9, in the hearts, their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. What's the message here? We make plans, but God's only the only one who secures what happens. We make the plans, but God secures the results. Verse 2 and 5 go on to warn us. Trusting in ourselves leads to pride. It leads to warped motives, and it often leads even to injustice. But verses 3, 4, and 7 show the flip side. When we trust God, it leads to righteousness, it leads to peace, it leads to what the Hebrew Bible describes as shalom, this flourishing peace for all. So the point is not that planning shouldn't happen. The point is that self-reliance, self-trust bends this path often away from God. It skews and colors our motives, making them feel right or seem right to us. It blinds us with pride. But when our trust is in the Lord, God makes our paths straight. But you might be asking, okay, making straight paths, this is the result of trusting God? How come in all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight, right? That's what God's words are. That's the promise of trust and leaning on God. It sounds good, but let's be honest. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that, right? Maybe we've done our best to follow God. We obey God's commands. We serve God. We pray and ask for His leading, but sometimes it's not very clear what we should do. And all of a sudden, life throws a curveball at us. We get the layoff notice. We get riffed. Your child doesn't turn out to be as healthy as you hoped, or as alive as you'd hoped. You pray for peace. You work for justice. And look at our city. You say, God, this is straight paths? Are you serious? Here's the thing. Straight paths doesn't mean life is easy and comfortable or predictable. It doesn't mean life follows your timeline. It does mean direction and purpose and alignment with God's good purpose eventually. See, the rest, if you read, can go on to read the rest of Proverbs 3, it points to this trajectory of health, of generosity, of abundance. It even describes peace with enemies. That's the straight path that God is inviting us to see. These are glimpses of shalom, this flourishing life, not just for me, not just for your family, but for all of us and for the entire world. Trust in God puts us on this trajectory towards God's shalom. Okay, one more illustration. I raided my sports closet. So if you've ever learned to ride a skateboard, you'll know there's a couple of ways that you can change directions. At first, when you get on, it's kind of scary, right? So as you're going, you're like, oh no, there's an edge. And then so you pick it up and you move it over to get to safe spots. Right, that's probably how most of us start, right? You pick it up and go. But as you get more comfortable, you learn that, oh, I can kind of control the direction, right? So I can go there, and then turn, and then go here, and then turn, right? And so, but there's another way that you can control the direction. It's when, oh, gee, I gotta go back. And it's, when you go and you lean on it, you lean on the edges, either heel side or the toe side, and that just carves a path in the direction. You put your full weight on it, you don't step off, and it carries you together. Now, I think that's kind of like what it's like to trust God. It's not constant micromanaging. Push, okay, go with God, we're going to here now. Push, God, we're going to go here now. It's not even forcing it. Okay, I'm in control. It's putting your full weight on it and trusting together that it's going to take you where you need to go. That's why Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. When we lean our whole weight on God, He pulls our lives into His redemptive trajectory towards wholeness, towards justice, and towards joy. And ultimately, it's Jesus who shows us what this kind of life looks like. In John 15, He says, abide with Me, because apart from Me, you can do nothing. That's Proverbs 3 in the flesh. Trust isn't a quick nod to God. It's constant and daily abiding with Jesus.
a continuous leaning your whole weight on him and in his ways. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, everyone who hears these words and puts them into practice is like a wise person who builds their house on a rock. The storms still come, but the house still stands. Why? Because the foundation is immovable. It is solid. That's the promise that Proverbs begins to hint at. Straight paths aren't moral advice. They're the life that holds when the storms come, because the path is Jesus himself. Again, the question for you is, what are you leaning on? Your career outcomes? Your bank account? Your family, your relationships? Maybe it's your own ability to solve all the problems and figure it out. These things bend the path away from God. They can't hold your full weight. The wisdom of trust is this: lean all the way, your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength on Jesus, the solid rock. And when you do, he doesn't promise the easy life. What he does promise is the abundant life. Not just for you, but for the flourishing of the world that God so loves more than you. That's the truly wise life. So how do we cultivate this wise life in Christ? So one way to nurture this posture is through a practice of daily examine, a practice developed by Ignatius. And at the end of the day or beginning of the day, take 5 minutes, take 10 minutes with God. And as you review your day, ask these two questions. Where did I lean on my own understanding today? Do that now even. Think, the past 24 hours, where did I notice moments of self-control? That often comes up in moments of anxiety, moments of control, moments of pride. That's an area to offer up to God. Say, God, I didn't trust you. I trusted myself. But you can do the other thing too, which is, Jesus, where did I lean on you today? Maybe that's through a prayer. Maybe that's through obeying one of his commands that you probably wouldn't have done if you didn't know. Maybe it's simply finding a moment and resting in Jesus. Then offer the simple prayer for tomorrow. Say, Lord, teach me to lean on you in all my ways. This rhythm, it trains our hearts. It helps us spot self-trust rising up and anchors ourselves in Christ. Friends, everyone trusts something. The question isn't if you trust, it's what you trust or who you trust. Proverbs says, don't lean on your own shaky scaffolding. Lean with your full weight on the God who loves you, who sees you, and he will make your paths straight. Trust and follow Jesus to cultivate this wisdom for life, for your whole life. Amen.